Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, like he says, Rich Orris, and I will be right here for the next hour to help you, the listener, with all your home's needs. Any questions that you may have, inside or outside, up, down, all around, from the foundation all the way to the roof, I'm your man. You can give me a call today, 314-241-9797. And for today's topic, I have actually a longtime repeat client of mine joining me today to tell her story of why she loves Mosby so much. How do we stand out from everybody else in the remodeling industry? What do we do differently? And also for today's hack, I have some simple ways to make your house smell fresh. So that will be smack dab in the middle of the show. So stick with us for all of that. And as always, I'm still here to answer your questions again, or if you have any questions for my client, Christy, about her experience with Mosby, we can also answer things like that too. We'll be talking all about it today. So the number to reach us today is 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So I want to just jump right in here, get this thing started with my longtime client, member of the Mosby Champions Club, and great friend, Christy Van Leeuwen. Hey, Christy, how you doing today?
Hello, I'm good.
Awesome. So good to hear your voice and great to have you on with me today. I really, really appreciate it. And on on such a kind of nasty, rainy day, great day to be a duck, right?
You are lucky that I am not in bed. It took all that I have. I'm sitting here with my coffee still. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Really so perfect day to stay inside, listen to the radio, be on the radio, you know.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So awesome to have you. And I always love to just kind of start out, kind of getting to know you as a person, just so everybody kind of, you know, just learn some stuff about you before we get in too deep. So have you and Eric always lived in St. Louis area?
No, we've lived all over. I'm from Richmond, Virginia. And so we moved, we lived in Ohio. We've lived in Illinois, two places in Ohio, Dayton, Columbus. We lived in Monticello, Illinois, which is right outside Decatur, in between Decatur and Champaign. And then we moved here in 2002. We were sick of traveling, you know, moving around. I'm like, can I just stay put and you can leave during the week and work?
Yeah.
And then just come back home. I was done. I couldn't do it. The more kids we added on, we were just done. So I love St. Louis. St. Louis is like my favorite place ever. I love it.
Yeah, awesome. That is really awesome. And how many kids do you have?
Too many. No, I'm kidding. I have
too
three.
Many. Yeah. Too, like your pets. Too many.
Yes, exactly. And too many pets. Too many kids. Yeah, too many husbands. No, I'm kidding. No, I love them all. Really.
Yeah. No, that's
I do. I do love them.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I thought real quick, we just get started with this kind of lightning round list of questions that I always like to run through with my guests. So it'll be some, you know, just kind of quick, fun, learn about you type of stuff. So starting off with kind of some either or questions. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
Early bird.
Legal pad or iPad?
I'd say legal pad.
Okay. Let's see, I shouldn't even ask this one. Dogs or cats? I know you got both. You probably got a duck waddling around outside.
The only one I'm missing, exactly. The only one I'm missing is the hairless cat, Rich. So I need to get one like you. I need a hairless cat.
Yep, they are awesome.
That's my next. I know. I need that.
Yeah. So the beach or the mountains when traveling?
Beach.
Thin crust?
My husband's a mountain, so that's the problem.
Oh, well, it's only a problem for him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the story about when you were down in Destin buying, you bought up all those short spaghetti noodles from the store and then had to drive them all the way home. So I should have known.
Crazy, you remember
the beach
that.
Thing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. pizza, thin crust or deep dish?
Deep dish.
You prefer barbecue or Mexican?
Mexican.
You have a sweet tooth or a sour tooth?
Sweet tooth.
All right. So favorite things. What's your favorite snack?
Oh, God. Anything.
Or maybe you don't snack. All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
So now that you've landed and you're staying in St. Louis, what's your favorite season? Because you get all of them.
Well, it really would be winter if we got snow, but now it's turning into be so gray and yucky that I'm moving off that. So
yeah.
It's not summer. I know it's not summer. So I guess fall. I don't know.
Okay. Favorite musician or band?
Wilco.
Okay. So running around St. Louis, where would you rather go? Fritz's or Ted Drew's?
Ted Drew's.
Cardinals
no
or
Fritz's.
Yeah, Cardinals or the Blues?
Oh my God! Wow,
yeah, that's
like
a tough one, ain't it?
Choice or something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Blues right now, just because we're in the middle of them.
Because we're there.
Yeah, because we're
right.
There.
So, would you go to the Arch or the City Museum?
Oh my God! These are somewhat cruel. I love the new Arch stuff. Everybody has to go see it if they haven't seen it. It's amazing how they did that. And the City Museum is just crazy awesome. Arch. I'm going to say Arch because I'm old and I can't crawl around in all those cages and stuff. That's why. Only
so another,
reason why.
Couple more tough ones. Botanical Garden or the zoo?
Oh, God, Rich. I'm going to say the zoo because I love to see those big tortoises and stuff. I just love it.
Yeah, I do the zoo too myself. And you get another chance at the zoo.
We can walk there. We can walk to the zoo from our house. If I were not a lazy bum, I could walk there.
Yeah.
But I am a lazy bum, so I don't.
So last one, Grant's Farm or the Magic House?
Magic House.
Awesome. That is so much fun. I love doing that with everybody. I appreciate you playing along. Yeah, it is kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, Christy, and for everyone out there, we're going to get into our first break here. And when we return, we can start getting into some of the work that we've done for you and you know, what you've been through and kind of stuff like that, kind of your experience with Mosby. I think it'd be great. And for everybody else out there, if you have any questions, again, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we will be right back. All right, we are back, and coming at you live today, I have my guest with me, a longtime client, multiple jobs we perform, Christy Van Leeuwen with me today. So, Christy, are you still there?
I am here.
Awesome, awesome. So, let's just kind of start off with, when you first kind of got started. I think it was in 2012 we did the first job and everything. So just kind of explain, like, how'd you find Mosby and what got you to choose Mosby, you know, for that first project?
Well, when we moved into a house, a very old, gorgeous house, but, you know, needed a ton of work. And we moved in, and we had just put in a kitchen in our old house in New City, which I liked. I loved it, actually. But we had a bad experience because when at some point I was like, so when are we going to go over the cabinets? You know, and he's like, oh, I ordered those, you know, 6 weeks ago. I'm like, okay. I was like, so I had told him I told him I want white, whatever. But he didn't really give me any options or whatever. And so come to find out, there was not a single drawer in the kitchen. He did not put any drawers in the kitchen. I was pregnant at the time. So I was a little crazy. I not on him, but my husband. I just called my husband going, I don't know. And he said, I was like, well, where do you put the silverware? He's like, well, you buy those little buckets, you know, and... You know, he's telling me how I could put my silverware in buckets in the kitchen. And so, anyways, it ended up costing us to go back and redo the bottom cabinets because he didn't have any drawers in the kitchen. And that just blew me away. Like, anyway, so my mother-in-law always listens to Scott Mosby, his show or whatever. And so she's like, there's this Mosby, you should look into that. That, you know, I listen to him. It sounds cool. They work on old houses. So, when we finally decided to do our kitchen, I said to my husband, I'm like, look, I just need a group. I need everybody to come together and talk, you know, and, you know, sort of like a nice group to work on it. Because it's more than just the building, right? And so, I mean, it's still, you think that someone would know to put drawers in a kitchen or to check, you know, and this guy was the nicest guy in the world, but forgive me, it would be like my husband designing the kitchen. It would be like, why do we need a sink? I don't understand why we need a sink, you know, like, oh my God. So anyway, so that's why we called Mosby. And I just wanted to make sure when we were ready to do the kitchen, because, you know, when you do your kitchen, you live in your kitchen. Everything happens in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
You could have a party, clean the whole house, and have the kitchen shut off, and everybody ends up in the kitchen. Everybody ends up standing in the kitchen. It doesn't matter. So, anyways, I just wanted to make sure we did it right, and so that's why we called him, because of my mother-in-law. She had suggested us calling.
So that's absolutely.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And, you know, talking about everybody being in the kitchen, I actually finished our basement in our house about, 4 or 5 years ago. Put this really awesome bar down there, you know, got this whole TV area and everything. And we thought, okay, that's all done. And, you know, so let's have a New Year's Eve party and let's have all our friends. And we got all this stuff. And, you know, there wasn't a single adult ever went down those basement stairs. We were all in the kitchen, around the island, the little eating table by it, all the, you know, and we're, you know, and I'm just like,
I know.
Have you seen the bar? Because it's got granite.
I mean, Thanksgiving, everybody wants to stand in front of the oven. I'm like, could you pick anywhere else in any part of the 6,000 feet in this house to stand other in front of the oven? I mean, it is hysterical. It's like a magnet or something. I don't know. So
yeah,
I get it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
So, and since the kitchen, we've done quite a few projects for you. Can you kind of explain to the listeners just the different types of projects we've done?
We actually had you guys do a little laundry room first. We had a closet, and we turned it into a little laundry area on the second floor. That's what we did when we immediately moved in. And then you guys, we did the kitchen. We had all the plans ready. We were just saving our pennies. And so when we finally got to get going, it was like we pushed the button, and everything was ready to go. And it was just, it was so smooth. It was so lovely. And that was just the best thing we did, doing that as soon as, you know, soon after we moved in. Cause I mean, every time I walk in that kitchen, I just love it. It just makes me, it's wonderful. Love it.
Yeah, it is definitely on my top probably three list of kitchens that I've done that I've seen, you know, Mosby perform for sure, you know, kind of keeping that old feel, Clayton home, you know, really doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, that was important to me. I wanted the kitchen to be, of course, modern and awesome and, you know, light and airy, but I wanted it to feel like it wasn't completely off the mark with the rest of the house. I didn't want to make it look like we just, you know, had to do it, you know, and it's awesome. And I feel like it's timeless too. I don't feel like it's going to age badly. I feel like we'll have it for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
A long time, I hope.
and like most kitchens, you know, there is a lot more going on around it too, with all the windows, the big Clayton windows and stuff. You know, everybody's always like, man, they see the cost of a kitchen. And it's like, well, but there was a butler's pantry and there was, you know, the other portion back there. And then there was all these windows, you know, so it's like, it's not just like cabinets and countertops.
Absolutely.
There's so much that integrates, you know, into that.
Yeah, and that's where it really was helpful. I mean, like, we needed a designer in this. Like, I knew what I wanted. I mean, it took me a minute to pick out the tile. Like, I walked in, like, that's it, boom, we're done. However, just the design aspect, fitting things in, doing all that right, it looks like it's been there forever as opposed to hodgepodge. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to make it look natural because we didn't have to change the footprint of the kitchen. However, we needed a flow. I wanted it to, the butler's pantry, we have a great butler's pantry, and I wanted it all to feel all together. And our designer, we had Jill was our designer, and she was magnificent. I mean, she would bring up things that I wouldn't think of. And so that was great.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and the radiator, you guys had to order a radiator for us.
I
wouldn't have thought of. And it's perfect. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I really appreciated your help with my end of things, because usually I'm looking at, you know, structure and how do we take this wall out, and I'm looking at all the, you know, production end of how does this work and come together and can we even do it. And you, when we showed up to measure, you like had the butler's pantry wall all but gutted. We could see everything in there. We could, all the plaster down. I was like, okay, so she's ready.
I just figured if we took down a wall, there was no going back. My husband couldn't say, let's wait another year.
Yeah.
So we had lead ducts flying around because I decided to just, my friend and I decided to take, you know, pickaxes and just start knocking down the wall. We had plumbing exposed and, you know, the horsehair flying. And so that was fun. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, was very helpful, and something that, you know, is a little unexpected, but we do all the time with clients where, you know, we look at that stuff where it's like, okay, you know, you demo this and then we'll come in and do our part and then you can finish. You know, I know you've done some of your own painting and stuff on some of our projects, and, you know, that's something we always, you know, like to consider to help out, get a little sweat equity, things like that.
Yeah.
So you certainly helped out, you know, with that process for sure. So we are about to jump into our middle hard break here. So I want to let everybody know we'll have more when we come back. Immediately when we come back, I will have my Right at Home hack. So we're going to learn how to simply fix and get some fresh smells in the house without chemicals and things like that. So all of that and more when we return.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home hack.
All right, here we go. Right at Home hack. And you know what? If you're watching this on Facebook Live or you follow me on Facebook, you know, you probably saw I had a nice little fire inside my microwave in my kitchen. So it caused us to start looking at, okay, what are some simple homemade ways to make your house smell fresh, trying to get rid of that smell? So if you didn't know, air fresheners may smell great, but, you know, they have been linked to a host of different respiratory illnesses and some eye irritation, you know, with overuse or having them all the time. Burning candles too often obviously creates soot damage on your ceilings and your walls. So today I've looked up some kind of natural alternatives to make your home smell good. So warming a vanilla bean in water on the stove. Basically, just simmer a vanilla bean, a couple cups of water on the stove. You can add some cinnamon or some, you know, get a spicier scent, some potpourri, but that'll kind of just dress up the air throughout your home pretty easily. So this one I really love with your HVAC. Add essential oils to your air filter, just a couple of little drops on your air filter when you change it out, and it'll just filter that scent right through the whole house, and it's totally safe and great for you. For your carpets, sprinkle some baking soda on your carpets. Let it sit for about 10-15 minutes. Vacuum it up as normal. It'll help keep odor from the carpets and everything out of the air. And so decorating around the house, decorate with some eucalyptus leaves. So the actual real eucalyptus leaves, they look really nice, and they'll emit a pleasant smell throughout your entire house. And the last one, very easy to make your own room freshening spray. Just mix some water and some alcohol and put a little real essential oil in it, whatever scent you like. And then you can just spritz that around your home just like you would a store-bought room freshening spray. So, and you can find a bunch more of these. There's tons of ideas. We'll have the link and everything on all of my social media coming up this week. And you can check me out on Facebook, Rich Orris Mosby. Just search that, or Twitter at Rich Orris, and you'll find all of my hacks every week. And I want to remind everybody too, get your fire extinguisher. Have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. It really helped me out last week. It will help you out, and you will absolutely thank me for it. Make sure you have that around. I'm going to sign out of Facebook Live here. Get back to the regular programming with Christy. Christy, are you still with us?
I am still here.
Awesome. Awesome. So, hey, good ways to kind of freshen up the smell in your house, right? You gotta
love. Oh my God, I need that.
Doing that. Yeah, yeah.
Especially during the virus and my family never leaving the house, it's essential.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, so I know, getting back into some of your different projects and different, you know, types of projects, and we kind of touched on the whole, you know, designing, and, you know, Jill Warbeck, she's done the kitchen, the laundry room, the deck and everything, but getting into kind of some of the actual work, performing the work, you've done several things. So I know you've had a couple different project managers and project leads performing the work for the different types of projects. But yeah, can you just kind of explain to everyone how that it has affected the construction and remodeling experience, you know, getting through the whole thing?
Well, I think my expectations are higher for getting stuff done, just because, I mean, the kitchen, we did a laundry room and that was spectacular. The kitchen was a huge deal, of course, for anybody who does a kitchen. But I mean, it was shocking to me how clean the kitchen was. Every day after they left, everything was spotless. Like, it was the cleanest place in the house under construction. Like, we'd go in there to eat our takeout food. Like, it was just, it was so, I mean, we were excited about getting our new kitchen, but just cleaning up, it was just wonderful. And just, I remember the carpenter for the kitchen, when they were building the doorway to the kitchen, he had been looking around at the woodwork around the house, and he was like, hey, do you want it to look like this archway? And I'm like, wow, I never even really noticed that. Yeah, that'd be great. Like, it was no big deal to him. But I just, little things like that really made a difference, and keeping with the time period of the house and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, I love the details. I mean, I absolutely love the details. Like, it's amazing. And I mean, every little bit you guys kept your eyes on, things I wouldn't have even thought about. And I loved it. I mean, I just always felt very relaxed through the whole process. I wasn't, you know, wondering if you guys had ordered drawers for the kitchen, you know, like everything was like talked about ad nauseum, to the point where I'm like, oh, you guys just decide, it's no big deal. But you guys were like, well, what about this? And what about this? And it was great. And so we got exactly what we wanted.
Yeah. And, you know, that is, you know, the absolute goal. And, you know, so here at Mosby, when we look at, you know, what are we trying to do? You know, what are we, you know, trying to change? Our mission statement, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it's to enhance lives and homes by relentlessly outperforming expectations for the home remodeling industry. So, wow. I mean, really, you just really, you know, in pumping that through all our people and really training and going and having everybody know and understand makes such a big difference. But you just, you know, when you talked about the kitchen before to the kitchen now, you know, you completely explain the biggest one on that list when it's, you know, expectations. So you have a certain expectation. So how does that get, you know, filled? The first time you didn't even know you weren't getting drawers, you know, and it's like, so getting to see everything, you know, picking it, showing it all up front, understanding what it is. Now you know why it costs a little more too, because you're like, oh, I do have drawers, and before they didn't even have them. So yeah, of course it, you know, I gotta buy those or
for that mistake. Yeah. And I think I've told you, like, I I've had, for like, anytime you get work done, you get bids or whatever else, and I have had friends who get bids or whatever, and then they ended up costing a ton more, and I'm like, you know, when you guys do bids, a whole freaking army comes into my house measuring everything and thinking about everything, like every little detail, whereas instead of guessing, right? And I'm not saying that things can't pop up, especially in an old house, but you guys, everything is so well vetted, and there is no stone left unturned that can be looked at and thought of and the possibilities and all that, that you, when you, you guys were just so incredibly thorough with everything that there were no surprises, if that makes sense. I'm not saying there aren't, and again, old homes, my life is one big surprise, but I am just saying that, you know, I, once you guys gave us the number, we knew that that would be the number unless something, you know, totally off the record came about. But I mean, it is what it is when you guys come about, because I mean, you almost don't want to read the whole bid because everything, I'm like, I don't care. I trust you, whatever, but it's so well done, you know?
Yeah. That's totally awesome. Yeah. And that's, you know, something I have conversations about all the time is, so when you know, people get bids, and it's like, well, if I actually go through all of this process and then the cost is here and somebody's going, well, oh man, I got this other guy saying this, you know, or we got, and it's like, you know, and so people always relate that to a premium. Well, oh, that's a steep premium for what you do or for being Mosby or for, and I'm like, yeah, but you can't really, you know, some of it's work that you literally do not know about. And, you know, so when you look at it and you're kind of going, well, that's just too much. So they picked the other one. And I literally had, you know, one of my other great clients, you know, they had somebody else do their basement work because there was a $40,000 difference in the cost. Well, when they were done, there was a $13,000 difference in the cost.
Yeah.
And he was like, wow. He's like, see, I could have seen paying, you know, 10% more, but we were looking at, you know, I couldn't convince my wife of 40% more. And then here we were 9 months later at this cost going, oh my gosh. And they would have been out, you know, 3 months earlier, or 4 months earlier.
You know, is another factor. You guys were done early on our kitchen, and we also had everything ready to go when we actually did it. But you guys are very serious about working within a time schedule. And at the end of every week, whoever was helping me, whether it was Jill or Dougie Fresh, I call him Dougie Fresh, or you guys say, hey, this is going to be happening. I mean, I was like, that's fine. You know, I really don't need to know. But then when you get someone else and you're just like, oh my gosh, when's this going to be over? But I knew exactly how things were going to go and what was holding things up or whatever else. So time was another issue on that. But I mean, I can't tell you how many friends I've had who have gotten bids, and I have the perfect story of my bathroom. If you want me to tell that story about, we had,
I love that. I wanted to bring that bathroom story up. Okay. And we can talk a little bit more about, you know, the timeline and how we kind of figure that out and everything. But we're going to get into our final break here.
Gotcha.
And so when we come back, let's talk about the timeline a little more. Let's talk. We'll start off with that bathroom thing again, because that is another interesting story. And then we'll wrap everything up after that. So we'll get into all of that when we return. All right. We are back and we are into the final segment with my guest and longtime client, Christy Van Leeuwen. And I want to remind everybody out there, too, that, you know, if you like what you're hearing, if you're interested and you're thinking about having something done, you could actually, I'll come out, look at your house. I look at it inside out, every single type of project. Just contact Mosby Building Arts. You can call them at 314-909-1800. Go on the website at callmosby.com, callmosby.com. On the website, you can get to the link where you can ask questions. You can put in submissions. You can actually schedule an appointment right there on the website. So you can, you know, do this if you're a night owl at 1 o'clock in the morning or over the weekend, whenever is convenient for you. But check us out. We'd love to come out and help you out, like we have so many times for Christy. So Christy, are you still there?
I am.
Awesome. So let's get into that bathroom story, because that's another good one that kind of, you know, just simulates some of the differences and the expectations and the things that we're trying so deeply to do different. So can you kind of explain what happened and what you ended up with in some of that bathroom remodel you did?
Yeah, so we were having some water come in to our living room. You saw water spots on the ceiling, and I had the plumber come out and check out everything, and they could not find anything coming from the tub. So what we deduced was that it was coming from the tile. I mean, it was a 100-something-year-old tub, 100. We had the original tile, which was gorgeous. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, this will be easy. We'll just, you know, regrout it or go over it with grout or seal it or something. So the plumber was like, you guys know any people that put up tile? They gave me a name. Great guy. Sweet as could be. came in, and I had all of this old tile, the same tile down in our basement, because I think when they redid another bathroom at some point, they had taken it off. And so I was like, can we replace the cracked ones and just retile this, because I love the tub, I love the tile, loved everything. And they tried to take out a couple of the tiles, you know, try to mend it or whatever, and they were just crumbling because they were so old, of course. And he's like, yeah, well, I think you need to retile this. I'm like, okay. Now, this is my kid's bathroom. If we're going to do a big project, it's going to be in my bathroom, not the kid's bathroom. I thought it was fairly straightforward. So then we started taking that off, like, where are the tile, you know, and then he's like, well, you know, you're not going to want to put up this tile, and you may want to look into putting in a new bathtub, because, you know, these parts are hard to find. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. Okay. And so went to go shop for a bathtub. I was doing the measuring myself. That didn't go very well. And I just ordered a standard, what I didn't, you know, all I wanted was a standard bathtub. You know, it's like finding a white paint. I just wanted standard white paint. There is no such thing.
Yeah.
It turned into a nightmare. I'm like, good God, I didn't know there were so many gaudy bathtubs in the world until I went to go look for them. So anyways, I found a plain bathtub, and then you had to buy all the hardware, you know, your new shower head, whatever. And then, of course, we needed to put in a new floor because we tore out the bathtub, and it just turned into, you know, it just kept going, right? It always does.
Yeah.
And then the best part about it was it had this little tiny radiator in there, original to the house, and I was going to put in a towel warmer because it would save space and act as a radiator or whatever. Of course, you know, according to the dimensions of this thing, there was like one that I could buy that cost a small fortune. I'm like, my husband was like, do they need heat in the bathroom? You know, it just keeps going, right?
So yeah. Sounds like me.
Do you need heat? Do you need a tub in the bathroom?
Just the kids.
Oh my God. So I bought this beautiful radiator. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. We're almost done with this. The radiator guy, nice guy, I'm not saying anything against them, comes out, he quote-unquote measures for it, does the pipe stuff, we put in the floor, he comes back out to put in the radiator, and I go in there, and this gorgeous radiator towel thing looked like Dr. Chase had done the plumbing to it on the bottom. Like, I have this stunning radiator that costs more than anything else in the bathroom, and it looks like I don't know what he was chomping on before he put it. I mean, I'm like, why? He didn't come out to measure. There was no measuring that took place here. It was like hodgepodge. Wow. Like, you can't turn the water, the water that goes to the radiator, you can't turn the two knobs at the same time because they were catty corner. You had to do one at a time. And so all I see when I walk in that bathroom is the plumbing that goes to this gorgeous radiator. I don't see the radiator. I don't see anything else. I see the nightmare plumbing. And not only that, he drilled into the tile that we had just put in two times other than the final screws that went in there. And I'm like, I just feel there could have been more measuring. I get, nice guy. And I'm sure he saw nothing wrong with it. But at this point, there was no way to fix this because the floor had been put in and I have these wonky pipes coming out of it. I'm like, oh my God. And then it was really funny. The tile guy's like, yeah, I noticed when we were putting in the floor that the pipes were off center and they stuck out. I'm like, why didn't you say something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, then before we cemented the piping into the floor. But, you know, again, that's where a designer comes in. Just when you think you don't need one, this is
where
it turned into a colossal, you know, mess up.
Yep.
And I just, you know, again, my husband doesn't see anything wrong with it, but it drives me insane.
Well, and it shows when you try and do all that yourself and line everybody up and go through all that stuff. It's a job. That's why we have the project managers and the lead carpenters and all the scheduling, all that stuff to get through, because it's a job in itself in doing all that. But hey, Christy, we are just about out of time here. So I want to gratefully thank you for coming on with me today. It was totally awesome. You know, I know we just did the deck last year, so it'll probably be a little while, but I can't wait for that next project, next time that I get to work with you. And maybe when COVID's over and we can get some Champions Club stuff going on, we'll get some of that done. So thanks for being on. We're out of time.
Thanks,
I want to let everybody else know. I will talk to everyone next week. I want everyone to be good, and I will see y'all next week. Have a good one.